It's a statement of principle about an issue. Cardinal Hume and I have never been at loggerheads, or we've never had any rows or anything of that sort. It was just a nice occasion when Bishop Gumbel was here for me to make a little statement about the position as I saw it, that's all.
So what is your position then in the Catholic Church now?
I'm quite respectable, actually. All that's happened is that I've been here 3.5 years now, that Cardinal Hume issued a statement, a general statement, saying that in his opinion, this issue was becoming much more political. I think actually what he was talking about was more direct action, and that the time would come when it would be appropriate to have a layperson and not a priest here. That's all he said. He didn't say when this time would come. He just said it was coming on, and I accept that.
Have you any idea when that time will come?
No, I haven't at all, and it's certainly not for this election, where we're not party political at all. We're not supporting one party. We're simply saying to people, vote for the candidate whom, in your opinion, is going to do most to end the nuclear arms race, which is the major threat to humanity at the moment.
Surely you're saying vote Labour?
On the contrary, if I was in Wales, they'd get very annoyed, Plaid Cymru. If I was in Scotland, the Scots nationalists would be very cross. The Liberals think they've got a better policy than Labour in some respects. And then you've got the personalities concerned, because some people, perhaps a Labour candidate, hasn't got a very good record, whereas a Liberal might. No, we're really not supporting a particular party. We are actually supporting the issue and telling the voter to make up your mind on the evidence who you vote for.
The Conservative Party would say that you're actually saying don't vote Conservative.
Well, if they're saying that, then they are bringing a judgment on themselves, because what they are implying is that they have the worst programme for disarmament, if that's what they're saying. And so it's up to them. And actually, they have a very poor record. They've opposed a nuclear freeze, they're introducing cruise missiles and Trident submarines, they're escalating the arms race. But we're not saying don't vote Conservative. There may be a Conservative candidate somewhere who's got a better programme. I don't know, I'm hoping, but I haven't seen one yet.
Back to your position then. You have the full support, do you, of the Roman Catholic Church?
I'm a respectable priest. I say Mass daily, and I live in a presbytery, and I have the support. I mean, obviously, the Catholic Church is not a kind of totally unanimous institution. There are a number of Catholics who would entirely disagree with my position. I'm sure there are. And some bishops. So the church doesn't move like the Grenadier Guards. It's got a lot of different people with different ideas.
Are you financially supported by the church?
No, not at all. I have a salary from C&D, like everybody else here. I'm not supported financially.
Do you get much anger within the Catholic Church from Catholics who don't support C&D?
Yes, you get a lot of pressure. I mean, clearly there is pressure from more right-wing circles about this sort of thing, but often they don't understand what C&D is, and often they don't actually understand the nuclear arms race. They still think in 1939 terms. And there is, of course, a very deep feeling in sections of the Catholic Church about what's happened in the Soviet Union, which I share in part. All I say is that we also have to look at our own backyard and the Salvadors and the South Africas for which we're responsible. And anyway, whatever the iniquities of different countries, the weapons we're introducing, which are war-fighting weapons, are going to destroy us whether countries are good or bad.
So how do you see CND developing in this country?
Well, what I really hope is that the so-called respectable people who actually sympathise with us but who have kept their distance, and I can name a few, I won't, but I just hope they will realise that this massive movement is a force, enormous force for good, and really that they should come in and become involved. And I want to see major church leaders involved, major lawyers, doctors, trade union leaders, actively engaged in campaigning.
And how do you answer then Michael Heseltine's comments that you're all communists and left-wingers?
Well, that was a pretty feeble attempt by him. Of the 14 people he named out of 26, the crime of 14 is that 9 belong to the Labour Party. Nothing else, the Labour Party. Now, if that's a smear these days, we've gone a long way down the road. The fact is, in CND, there are activists from every area. And amazingly, as we know from our survey, 23% of the CND membership are actually practicing Christians, which is higher than the national average. So he's not right, actually, on what is going on. He's selectively choosing people who left the Communist Party in 1956. Two of those he's picked up. That's a quarter of a century ago. I mean, that would include Dennis Healey and a number of other people in national life. But even so, the communists in our organisation have never supported the Soviet Union. All the times we've criticised the Soviet Union, the Communist Party has voted along with us. So to say that we're pro-Soviet, which is the implication, is just really ridiculous.
And in the meantime, you think CND will continue to grow?
I certainly hope so. I keep telling people that we're not just concerned with this election or with cruise missiles or Trident submarines. We are a peace movement, and we've got to have what I call a long haul, a long vision, that we build a different kind of world.